Hello, this is the news that has made the headlines in the past few days. Devastating wildfire swept through Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii, and the death toll has risen to 93 people. The fire marks the deadliest natural disaster in Hawaii since its statehood in 1959. The fire resulted in the destruction of structures in different areas. The fire's cause is unknown, and authorities are working to control the damage. The fire in Lahaina was the most severe in three wildfires that erupted on the island. The community is rallying to support those affected, and a petition has been started to rebuild the town. Walt Disney has established a task force to explore the applications of AI across its entertainment conglomerate, despite ongoing concerns in Hollywood about the technology's impact on the industry. The task force, created earlier this year, aims to develop in-house AI applications and collaborate with startups. Disney has posted 11 job openings seeking AI and machine learning expertise, indicating its commitment. The company envisions AI implementation in various sectors, from film production to theme parks, aiming to enhance customer support and interactions. However, the adoption of AI has sparked controversy in Hollywood, with industry professionals fearing its effect on jobs. Disney's past investments in technological innovation include mixed reality tech and AI research, reinforcing its commitment to technological advancement. Keir Mather, a member of the Labour Party, has become the youngest MP in the House of Commons at the age of 25. He won the Selby and Anstey by-election, overturning a significant majority. Mather grew up near Selby and was actively involved in politics from a young age, joining the youth parliament and setting up a labor group for young people. He studied history and politics at Oxford University, worked as a parliamentary researcher and public affairs advisor, and became a political leadership scholar at the Blavatnik School of Government. Mather is known for his love of speaking and his passion for politics. He supports the rugby league team Hull Kingston Rovers and believes in the power of community and unity. His mother believes he has a bright future in politics and doesn't rule out the possibility of him becoming a future prime minister. US health officials have reported that drug-resistant bacterial contamination in eye drops may have caused the death of one person and severe injuries to several others. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, identified 68 patients in 16 states with a rare strain of Pseudomonas aeruginosa, previously unseen in the US. Most of the affected patients had used eye drops and artificial tears, leading to a recall of specific brands, including Azricare and Delsum Pharma's artificial tears, imported from India. Testing showed bacterial contamination in open bottles from patients, prompting warnings and voluntary recalls. A woman in Florida sued the drug company after losing an eye due to an infection caused by their product. The CDC advised people using the recalled products and experiencing symptoms to seek medical attention. Symptoms include yellow, green, or clear discharge from the eye, discomfort or pain, redness, blurry vision, and increased sensitivity to light. Eye drops and eye wash products were used by approximately 117 million Americans in 2020, according to a market research firm. Chariklo, which people can consider either a giant asteroid or a minor planet, had a surprise in store for scientists when they discovered that it had Saturn-like rings. As it is around 250 kilometers wide, it is the smallest known object to have such rings. People thought that they could only form around much bigger planets such as Saturn or Neptune. The astronomers only noticed the rings when the asteroid moved in front of a star, casting a shadow the size of South America, which inspired them to take a closer look. They do not yet know how the rings formed, although one theory suggests that they are made up of ice, pebbles, and other debris from a massive collision in space. More than 70 doctors and medics signed a letter to the British government warning that children are suffering head and spinal injuries from playing rugby, and they called for a ban on tackling. In the open letter to ministers, the medical experts argued that two-thirds of injuries and most concussions come from tackles, and they want schools to switch to touch and non-contact rugby. When it comes to parents, they are divided on whether the game is too rough. One mother said that boys are bigger than ever and it is awful when you hear them bashing together. Another one said that tackling is a part of the game and she could not just see how it could be the same without any tackling. Surprisingly, David Ross, who became paralyzed by a rugby injury, is against the change. He said people freely choose to play rugby because they want to have that element of contact and physicality. Alright then, my friends, essas foram as notícias do site News in Levels. Eu vou deixar o link de cada uma dessas notícias na descrição do episódio para que vocês possam acompanhar também lendo. Ok? That's it, teacher Fabio Emerin. Fica por aqui and see you next time.